Set a reminder to take us along at work. You could win $1,000 at 11 this morning. Score. Now back to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Our daughter is 3 and a half and a thumb sucker. She has been since she was a little kid, and I was not worried about that at all. She's 3, right? Little kids, they suck their thumb. I was not worried about that at all until the other day. Our sweet nanny just had an offhanded comment.
Okay.
In a conversation. So we're talking about it, and I was like, yeah, we went to the dentist, and the dentist doesn't want her to suck her thumb anymore, so if you can, let's try to get her, you know, encourage her not to, and see if we can slowly but surely over time get her to stop sucking her thumb.
Sure.
But I'm not super worried about it. I want her to be comfortable. It's a weird time in our house. There's a lot going on, so she needs her little comfort.
On the list of issues in the Jen Hobby House,
that's
Lauren sucking her thumb.
Bottom of the list.
Bottom third.
Not really the hugest concern right now. But I, you know, we were kind of just chit-chatting about it.
Sure.
And she was like, oh, yeah, I sucked my thumb embarrassingly long. And I was like, yeah, me too. I think I was in like elementary school. And she goes, oh, I think I was actually a little bit older than that. And I was like, oh, yeah, crazy. And she goes, but don't worry too much about it. You know, oh, but you don't have to feel bad about, because I think I said it was in second or third grade.
Right.
And I stopped sucking my thumb, which I think is kind of a long time to suck your thumb. And she was like, oh, yeah, but my mom has a friend who still sucks her thumb, and she's in her 50s. All right, got to go. And kept going. And, like, left. Okay, bye. See you tomorrow. Whatever. And then she left, and I started going, do I really need to worry about Lauren still sucking her thumb when she's in her 50s?
Well, you'll be dead.
So then,
don't worry about that.
A good point. But I was like, do adults really it just stopped me in my tracks, and then we just moved on and rolled on to the next conversation, and then she went out the door. Bye. I'm like, wait a second. Did she just say an adult?
Maybe. Did she say
was her, sucking their thumb?
Is it possible that she said her mom's daughter sucked her thumb?
No. No, I think she said her mom's friend who was her mom's age. So that would be 50s-ish.
Yeah.
Still sucked her thumb.
Like when she's sleeping?
No, like I think in real life, like if she's uncomfortable, because it's a comfort thing. So, you know, we've talked about, didn't we a couple of weeks ago talk about an adult having a stuffed animal?
Right.
Like a little lovey?
Yeah.
The guy.
Yes.
That the girl was dating and he was hiding his lovey?
Yes.
So it would be like that, a comfort item. So I'm just wondering, is this for real? Like, could anybody actually be an adult and still suck their thumb for comfort? And do you do it at work? Or, like, because there's a lot of uncomfortable situations that happen at the office. Like, would you go in your office and shut the door, suck your thumb? Or
maybe it's... Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hey, Lindsay.
So, recently, I was in Montreal. I was at a very upscale spa out on the river, and... I was there with my husband, and we were watching this table next to us while we were all in our bathrobes eating a little food. And there was a mom and a daughter and the daughter's friend, and she was just complaining about the wait staff taking too long. She's drinking wine while sucking her thumb.
Whoa, the mom was sucking her thumb.
No, the daughter, the grown daughter sitting right next to her mother, sucking her thumb, took the thumb out of her mouth to drink the wine and then put the thumb back in.
Wow, how old was she, do you think, if you could guess?
If it wasn't too much makeup, she had to at least have been 25.
So a 25-year-old woman at dinner with her parents sucking her thumb and drinking wine.
Yes.
That is disgusting. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hey. Morning.
All right, are you going to freak me out here?
No, actually, I had one child that was a thumb sucker until he was 6, and I never... you know, bothered him about it. We never belittled him about it. You know, it was no big deal. It was just, that's what he did. And then one time we were looking at pictures together. We were going through pictures of an event, and he saw the picture of himself sucking his thumb, and he was so shocked by that. And he said to me, oh, is that what I look like? And we were like, yeah. And he never sucked his thumb since. Never did.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't realize that's what he looked like. And he was so embarrassed by it, he decided from that day forward, he never sucked his thumb again.
He was 6?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, he was just six. No worries about that.
Yeah, he was six.
That's a boring call. I want adults. Jane.
Hey, Jane.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Okay, I'll try to be quick. I know you guys got a lot of calls. I have a girlfriend who's a special ed teacher and sucks her thumb, and she's like from probably middle school on. She knew that was her coping mechanism. She would ask to go to the bathroom, suck her thumb for a few minutes, pull herself together, calm down, and then get back to business.
So in high school, she would leave to go to the bathroom, suck her thumb in the bathroom, and then go back to the...
to deal with whatever was going on.
Whoa.
And you know what? And that's way better than some other coping mechanisms, I think.
That is true.
There's a lot worse you could do.
And she's a teacher now?
Yes.
And she's still sucking her thumb?
Probably.
I feel like that shouldn't be allowed as a teacher.
Wow.
Wendy.
My cousin is in his 40s, and he still sucks his thumb.
A 40-year-old thumb-sucking man.
Yes.
That is quite a Tinder profile.
Yeah, it's gross.
So where does he do it? At 40?
He does it everywhere. He doesn't care where he's at. He'll do it at work, and he's a mechanic with grease all over his hands.
Oh, gross.
Really?
Yes.
And what does he say about it? Do you bring it up to him at all? Do you question it?
He said he's always done it, that his parents never broke him of it.
Oh, he's an adult. He can break himself of it.
Still blaming mom and dad at 40.
Wow. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. My wife's aunt is 47, 48. She sucks her thumb.
Seriously?
I am dead serious.
Wow. I am just like, okay. All right, we got one more call on this. I'm totally freaked out. Last call, Leah. Hey, Leah. Thanks for calling the Jeff
and
Jen
show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I am an adult thumb sucker.
You are? Okay,
all right,
you've got to explain this to us.
Say it like you're in a meeting. My name is Leah.
My name is Leah, and I am a adult thumb sucker anonymously. I've sucked my thumb. I'm 25 now, so I'm married. I have 3 children, and none of them suck their thumb. My husband found out. I woke up one morning, and I was sucking my thumb, and kind of freaked him out a little bit. He was like, "Did you realize you were sucking your thumb?" And I was like, "No. What do you mean?" And he was like, "Leah, I sat there and watched you for 15 minutes sucking your thumb." And
well, that's his fault for not capitalizing it on other ways.
Jeff.
So it's just a known thing. I don't do it knowingly. It's like a subconscious kind of thing. I had to have braces twice now to correct the problem because I had a gap between my top and bottom teeth from sucking my thumb so long.
Do you do it while you're awake?
No, not really anymore. It's more when I'm asleep now.
But if you find yourself really stressed out, is that your go-to?
It's either putting my thumb in my mouth or twirling my hair or doing them both at the same time.
That's a skill.
One of those childhood behaviors that you never stop. Okay, one more call. One more. Is that okay?
There's so many calls.
Are you serious? Okay. Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I am 30 years old, and I still suck my thumb. I don't do it out in public because that's just embarrassing. I started from what I can remember. I've been sucking my thumb since I was 3 or 4 years old. So if you are concerned about it as a parent, I would definitely stop that. I have a 1-year-old now, and if I ever see his thumb in his mouth, and I know it's like, contradicting, because if I ever see his thumb in his mouth, I'm like, no, don't do that while mommy's sucking her thumb at night, so. But it isn't really a stress. It's more of a comfort thing for me.
But put socks on your hands or something when you go to bed.
I know. My parents tried that. They put hot sauce and everything on my thumb. Like, I remember I was, like, 10 years old, and they were like, get your thumb out your mouth. And I'm like, but it's normal. Like, none of my other brothers or sisters were doing it. They put hot sauce on my thumb. It didn't work. Like, they tried everything to get me to stop sucking my thumb. And it's just, I don't know. It's a part of me. I like doing it, you know?
So, Ashley, do you have to, like, adjust your nail polish or the way you do your nails for your thumb?
Yes. If I, funny you should say that. If I paint my nails at night, I won't paint my right thumb because that's the one that I suck, because then it's just nasty and it tastes bad.
Can I?
So I'll wait till the morning to do my right thumb.
Humans are so fascinating.
Can I ask a question that's going to sound really gross, but I'm really curious?
Mm-hmm.
How much of the thumb is in your mouth? Like, is it the whole thing down to the palm, or is it just, like, to the knuckle, or is it just, like the tip?
It is the whole thing.
The whole thing.
All the way down.
Right down to the
both
palm.
Both bones. Both thumb bones.
Amazing. Okay. All right.
There's comfort in numbers. You're not the only one.
Wow. You're going to go home and tape Lauren's hands to her side tonight.
Yes. The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.